India is noisy, but at election time, the noise reaches a different level. Democracy in action in India is spirited, raucous, and not always harmonious. We'll know the results by the end of this week, but for now, our ears are still ringing with the sounds of election 2014. This is Sandeep Roy in Varanasi. This is a soundscape from the greatest show on earth. The drummers, the marching bands, the patriotic songs in the middle of honking cars and screeching buses, the fireworks, the bad poetry, the amateur singers, the bombastic speeches, sometimes belligerent, sometimes maudlin, the endless introductions, the cheerleading songs, the children shouting slogans, the MC encouraging people to shout louder, and then tens of thousands do, creating a sheer, shimmering wall of noise. And then it all culminates in the quiet of a polling booth with an electronic voting machine. As I record this, it's dawn in Varanasi, the holiest of Indian cities. And the river flows by quietly. The temple bells ring, people bathe, corpses burn on the cremation ground. And the six-week-long frenzy of the election already seems like a blip, a memory swept downstream by a river older than democracy itself. This is Sandeep Roy in Varanasi for KALW.